Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and more blessings. I'm coming to you live from the upper room of Sankofa Divinity. I am your hostess, Moses. I am Dr. Yahshua Elohim. I am once again doing my thing as my thing, as the divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. If you feel like you need one-on-one coaching, you have questions about your own spiritual growth or even personal growth, please feel free to contact me or connect with me with at sankofadivinity.com, or you can always reach out to me with for a free consultation at 984-444-2157. Okay, so here we are. We got that out of the way, and now I am getting ready to channel in whatever the divine has for me to say, because, you know, hey, I need to let everybody know. It is never I that do it the work, but it is the likeness and the image of the divine that does the work through me. I am just a vessel, and I strive to keep my vessel clean and clear so that I can hear the energy with a sense of clarity, and I can deliver the message with wisdom and love. So, hey, the show is governed. The show is governed. I am governed, and my spirituality is definitely governed by wisdom and love. So here we are. All right. So you know the topic of the show is always returning home. This is my ultimate objective, is to lead people back into their own divinity. Turn back within thyself and know who you are from a divine perspective, okay? So I am why I feel like it's so important, because it's the ultimate relationship of all relationships. It's the ultimate reality of all realities. How can you have a relationship, a healthy and sound relationship outside of yourself, if you have not a sound and healthy relationship with oneself? What does that mean to have a relationship with oneself? What does it mean? Well, hey, how do you treat your other relationships? You talk to them, right? You have conversation with them, right? Conversations with them about this, that, and the other. Well, that's what it's about. It's about going within, establishing a relationship with oneself is built on and based on contemplation, meditation, and prayer. That's it. Have a dialogue with the divine aspect of who you are. The divine aspect of who you are knows all things. Huh? That's not to say that you know all things. And I would say this. You know all things, but the things that you know, you don't know. But the things that you don't know, you know. Get it? It's an African proverb. I think it's from the people of Ghana. I'm not really sure. But I do know that it's an African proverb. So let me share a little bit about how I got on this path of returning home to self. And actually, returning home to self, that topic itself, just recently came through for me, returning home to self. And it's what I've been trying to do all for quite some time, at least 25 years. Ever since I've left home, I left home in 98, I believe. I left home in 98. So I've always, in leaving home, I always been trying to return home to self. Okay. But let me tell you a little bit about it. As you know, I do come from a Christian background. I do come from Christianity. You know, I was an ordained minister within the gospel, you know, and absolutely immersed and submerged in the Christian doctrine, okay, the teachings of Yeshua, who the Christians call Jesus. Yeshua is Hebrew, okay? But nevertheless, just like Yahweh it's all Hebrew. I come from a Christian background, and I came to this fork in the road. And when I came to this fork in the road in regards to my spiritual growth, and when I say spiritual growth, I wanted to know who I was. I wanted to know what I was, and I wanted to know how I was going to serve. How am I supposed to serve here on this earth? Because at that point in my life, it was not pleasant at all. I was going through so much emotional turmoil and being tossed to and fro by every experience that was coming into my life. I had no grounding, no grounding whatsoever. Nevertheless, in all of that, in all of that experience, I began to, as I left home, I began to ask more questions about who I was, you know, and I ran into priestess or a priest. I ran into a priest who's, what is his name? Kwabena Ashanti. He is the author of the book, The Psychotechnology of Brainwashing. Well, during that time that I came to know him, I had begun to work at this bookstore called Know Thyself Bookstore. It's in Durham, North Carolina. And it's right off of Fairview Street, close to, not far from North Carolina Central University. So I start working in this store, and all of my, every paycheck that I received was going towards purchasing books, because I was looking for self. I was looking for self in all these books and everything. However, in looking for myself, the first thing that I wanted to know who my ancestors were. Now, I know what the history books have been saying, and I know what people say, but I wanted to know for myself who were my ancestors. And I found out that my ancestors, they were not always slaves. They were not always slaves. So in coming into that information, it freed me from the slave mentality. All right. It freed me from the mindset of being a slave. Okay. So when I came through that information, then I wanted to go a little bit further. And as I went a little bit further, I began to ask another question. Well, who am I as the image and the likeness of God? Who am I? Who am I as the image and the likeness of God? And in asking that question, it opened up a portal, and in that, as the portal was open, the portal basically led me to Egypt. It led me to Egypt. So I went to Egypt. I stayed in Egypt 9 days, and I traveled. I was on the ship called the Sun Goddess, which is amazing. But I traveled on a ship called the Sun Goddess. Okay, 9 days up and down the Nile River. So I was up the lower parts of the Nile River as well as the upper part. I got a chance to go to this island where the Nubians, the real Nubians, stayed, and it was an amazing experience. But in my travels there, I was having a spiritual experience. I was being broken open to other information that the divine wanted to, I think, code down to me, if you will, and wanted to have to come through. So after that trip, then I moved to Long Island, New York, and I really, really went deep into my healing process, because during that time, as I mentioned earlier, before I even got on, what was leading me to get on this path was the emotional turmoil that I was going through and the experiences of that emotional turmoil that I was having in my mind, my body, my soul, is everything, my personal growth, everything from the root all the way up to the crown. I would just say from the root up to the solar plexus, okay, from the root up to the solar plexus. So I was basically cleaning out all of the karmic energy in those energy centers. So I stayed in New York for like 10 years. After I came back from New York, I moved back to North Carolina. And I was led to live in Raleigh, and I stay here on a river. And it has really causes me, it has really, really been a journey. And during my stay here, I would often go to the beach and stay for a couple of days. Well, this one particular weekend, I went to the beach, and I just happened to take a nap during the day. And when I took that nap, I had this vision in you can call it a dream or you can call it a vision. I had this vision where I got up, I heard a knock on the door, and I got up, and I went to the door. And when I went to the door, I opened up the door, and it was me looking at me. I had come home to myself. When you come home to yourself, you come into the oneness of who you are, and you recognize the power of the unification that you have with the divine. And no one or nothing can pluck you out of that experience. During that time, as I'm having these experiences of returning home, things are changing in my life. Relationships are changing. Habits that I used to have is changing. And when I say changing, I'm saying there, I'm being set apart. I'm coming out from among the things that no longer serve me or that is in alignment with the frequency of my spirituality or my spiritual growth. So those things are falling away now. They're falling away. And I have to mention this one dream that I had. In this particular dream, and I had this dream a long time ago. I think I had this dream probably maybe 2002, 2003, somewhere around there. But in this particular dream, here I am. I am a baby in this dream. And I am in a basket. And I'm floating down the river. What's coming through is the Nile River. I'm floating down this Nile River as this baby. And I can actually hear myself cooing. I can actually hear and I can feel how good I was feeling as a baby. And I was just enjoying the environment around me. It was very peaceful. It was very calm. The water was undisturbed, and it was just smooth sailing. And I traveled down. I'm on in this basket, traveling down the river, and I come under a bypass. Okay, a bypass that's crossing over the river. I come up under that bypass. And I'm looking up at the ceiling of this bypass, and I see all these sparkling lights. It was just so many colors. I mean, and they were just trickling. They were just moving around, and it really caused more excitement. And it was just flickering lights everywhere. And finally, I come out of the opening of that bypass. I come out and I come to a halt. I've come to the end of my floating, and there's a somewhat of a bank. I came to a bank, but it was high. It was a high bank, and I was in the river, and standing on top of this bank, There was a being that threw down, and I'm just going to say my light being, my, you know, my spiritual guide. There, drop down this chain. It's a chain with these humongous links, okay, that keeps it together, drops it down. I grab the chain as a baby, and my spiritual guide begins to pull me up out of that basket and out as my spiritual guide is pulling me out of that basket. All of these shadows, are falling back. All of these, these are habits. These are habits that I have. These are things that I had to transmute in my shadow work. All of these shadows are falling back as I'm being pulled up out of this basket. And as I get on the banks of this river, my spiritual guide is probably, I'm 5'9". My spiritual guide had to be at least seven, tall and full of light. It was just all light. It was a body of light, okay? Pulls me up on the banks, and I am a full-grown woman at that time. I have come into the fullness of who I am as a woman. A woman. And not only that, I was naked, which lets me know that I had cleared and I had let go and I had cleansed myself from all things that no longer served me. And I was ready to walk the path of my calling. And it is about returning home to myself. And this is why I come forth, when I come forth, to call you forth and challenge you to return home to thine self. The Bible says the kingdom of God is within you, huh? The kingdom of your divinity is within you. And outside of that, nothing else really matters. So I come to, it is my intentions to call forth heaven, because heaven is within. Heaven is within. Your divinity is within. I come forth to heal, to make whole, to complete. Okay? I come forth, and I come forth with great love and wisdom, because I know what it is to be floating all over the place. You don't know where you fit in or how you fit in. You're having problems with all the people that you think you have a relationship with. And in the midst of having all of these distortions in the relationship, you're questioning your own self. And in your questioning, because you want to please the other individual so much, you deny the power of your own divinity to accommodate the others or other, huh? And I'm here to say it is time to wake up out of your slumber and sleep up your bed and walk, because there are things that you must do as a divine being having this human experience. There are things that you need to say. There are people who are waiting for you. And I challenge you today, to turn within yourself and begin to have a dialogue with thine self. We don't talk to ourselves enough. We don't talk to ourselves enough, which is why we find ourselves in distorted and unfavorable situations. And I say to you today, you don't have to do that. Not when you have guides like myself. I am a spiritual guidance counselor. I do one-on-one coaching, virtual coaching, and I also do Reiki therapy. I am a Reiki master teacher, and I am open to healing all who wants to be healed. All right? So come and heal today with Sankofa Divinity.